أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا. With regards to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, during his reign of Nubuwat, given him many, many different types of miracles. And even after he descends onto this earth, towards the latter part of the life of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him one very, very important miracle, and that is the breath of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be of such a nature that whichever kafir disbeliever comes in front of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, within the radius of the breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will die. And in one narration, this breath of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, its effect is as far as his eyes can see. So in that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept this great miracle, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him specifically to destroy the Dajjal, to kill the Dajjal, and it will be by these means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will employ that Dajjal be totally defeated and destroyed. In the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken about وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, that with regards to the perpetual, the continuous good deeds that we do, it is better for us, it will be safeguarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here in this ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ, that on that day, you will see the mountains, where we will move the mountains, وَتَرَ الْأَرْضَ بَارِزًا, after we move the mountains, you will see the earth totally exposed, it will be open. In other words, there won't be any more valleys, there won't be any more hills, the earth will be a flat land. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will resurrect mankind, all of them. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, and we will not leave anyone behind. There won't be a single soul that will get left behind in the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. Wherever a person is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that person alive, and that person will come onto the mahshar. Immaterial. After a person died, if he died because he was burnt, or after he died, he was cremated, his body was mutilated, his body was thrown into the sea, or his body decomposed, whatever the case may be, each and every human being will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ, and then they will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, صَفَّىٰ, in rows, one behind the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect man. Some ulama have explained the word saffa here means ranks. In other words, according to individual ranks, insofar as the ranks of the iman is concerned, the amal is concerned, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the ranks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, and then a proclamation will be made that certainly you have come to us like how we have created you the first time. Now when man was created, and when man came onto this earth, like in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we all came in a state of being unclothed. We all were naked. We were barefooted. And of course, there was no circumcision that was done. And that is how we will come on the day of Qiyamah. In the hadith, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, thereafter, the first person to be clothed will be Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And that will be because he was the first person who was unclothed, whose clothes were taken out for the sake of Allah when he was thrown into the fire of Namrud. Then Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she heard this, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, perhaps isn't that going to be an obscene, indecent act, that people will be unclothed, each one will be have the aura of the other in full view. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that no, each person will be so concerned about his own condition, one will not worry about the other. And how nice it will be in this world also, if we just all worry about our own condition, our own iman, our own deen. Of course, we will give da'wah to others, we will invite others, but more often than not, we'll begin to lose focus when we start looking and peeping into the lives of others. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا, and then then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the next proclamation that nay, certainly you had thought, you had determined that we have absolutely no appointed time, no promised time. In other words, you thought that there is never going to be a qiyamah. And of course, the kuffar of Makkah, their rationale was that decomposed bones cannot be resurrected and brought up together. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that a proclamation on the day of Qiyamah. So in these verses again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the day of Qiyamah, the coming of Qiyamah, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these last few moments that we have of this month of Ramadan, it is important for us to begin to introspect. Have we prepared for the hereafter? Have you prepared for standing in front of Allah? May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.